This morning, David Severn, Illinois State Representative, join us. First off, David, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you. Good morning.
I'm curious. I've been told on more than one occasion by freshman legislators that first year, those first days are tough. And some of it is because you're in a new environment. You're trying to find your way around.
Sure.
It's like being the first day of being a freshman at high school.
Yes, sir.
And others saying that, you know, some of the coworkers intentionally have a little fun with a new guy when they come in and make things a little tougher, too.
Oh, yeah. They remind me on a regular basis, you know, that I'm a freshman, but that's okay. And as I tell people, I was telling you a minute ago that, hey, I'm the eighth of nine children. I'm used to being picked on and, you know, just all the different things I've been involved in my life, that it's okay. But the learning curve is large, but we're doing fine.
All right. Now, part of that learning curve is learning your appointments.
Yes,
what
sir.
I kept thinking I saw five, six different appointments?
Yeah, I got six. Actually, not to sound, you know, Mr. Fowler was talking about, hey, he got what he asked for. Same thing here. And
right.
So I will tell you this, that there are now 56 committees. There used to be 40. They've added 16 committees in the House. So there are 56 committees. And the six that I'm on are there's two appropriation committees, elementary and secondary education, and I'm honored to be on that. As far as, you know, been on the school board 29 years, and my wife's been a school teacher for 25 years. My daughter-in-law is a teacher, so, you know.
When I read that was my first interpretation, that your time on the school board, you know, on literally the front row of educational funding and issues and problems, that's something that's needed in any committee.
Yes, sir. And I'm excited to be able to serve in that capacity and fight for education for Southern Illinois. And I'm excited about that. My communication guy just pulled up in his car, and he is soaking wet. So the other appropriation committee is human services. And another thing, you know, of course, our family had a nursing home for 30 years. I was in charge of Special Olympics for 10 years. Been on the Centerstone board for 16 years. And so one of my other passions and concerns and really interests in life is again, fighting for people with those types of needs. And so being on that appropriations board also, I'm honored to do that. Tourism, you know, the eclipse thing coming on this summer, but tourism, that's a really important area in the 117th district, and so I'm excited to be a part of that also and to promote this area. This is an awesome area, Southern Illinois.
And Rin Lake.
Yes, sir.
You know, because, you know, and I'm not a very good golfer, but I do try occasionally, and, you know, and I have not seen this statistic, but I read this in Golf Digest, that Rin Lake was one of the top 10 or top 5 public courses in the nation, I believe it was. And then, of course, the lake and all the other things, and then the fact the resorts shut down at this point. So you actually have some relevant tourism items in your district that come from that committee.
That's exactly right. And, you know, what a beautiful area Southern Illinois is, 117th District. We've got some great properties, and I'm honored to fight for tourism. Because I love promoting things, and I love promoting Southern Illinois. Beautiful area.
Yeah. Well, these committees, because I had noticed, you know, that you had mentioned Fowler, you know, right in his wheelhouse,
yes,
the economic spokesperson for economic, you know, a lot of different items here, and that these appointments, as far as they relate to your district, are they're very appropriate.
Right, what we're looking for.
So now, you know, the question is, will we fund these departments and these agencies and the things that come from these committees? Because ultimately, I mean, you've got John Cullerton, the Senate, go back into session today, saying that, look, all these issues, a lot of these issues like state payroll for employees, go away if we have a budget. That's I guess, the center thing. Now, the center issue, and the Senate looks like they're going to be sending, I've heard different numbers, 13, 15 pieces of different legislation to the House that would make up the budget. That's my understanding. Right,
yes,
Dave?
That's correct. You know, if people watch the it's been on all over the news, as far as Cullerton was in Chicago yesterday giving a presentation and talking about those 13 pieces of legislation that are all tied together. And of course, we in the House, we haven't been given any specifics. They're still working the things out in the House. And so it looks like they'll probably bring something to us this week. They're going to vote on some stuff, so we'll see where that goes. So the real nuts and bolts and specifics we don't have yet, but it's going to be interesting.
When we saw these COGFA numbers from the first portion of the fiscal year of 17,
yes, sir,
$400 million corporate tax lost, $200 million approximately, personal income tax lost, You know, the relevancy of that, I think, you know, people talk about it, and it's so, you know, what's $400 million to Dave and Tom? I mean, you and I both think $100 is a lot of money.
Yes, sir.
So I get lost when I talk about these subjects, but I think the relevancy, the number is not so much the story as is what it represents in a failing state when you're seeing incomes drop, people are leaving, businesses don't have any trust, they're not opening the door. This psychological issue of Illinois, of having faith in the state, of seeing the debt that's there and wondering when they're going to come to your house to collect, that's where you're at, Dave. And that's
yes, sir.
And quite frankly, my friend, I don't see it as a comfortable position.
It isn't, but you know, the challenge is definitely there. There's no doubt about it. It's the number one thing going on when you talk to people in the communities, wherever we go. Budget is the number one thing, and the budget are all the different things that you've just stated. So we're going to see what's going to happen out of the Senate. See what they bring us.
And Fitch is dropping our credit rating again last week.
Yeah, we're just right above junk bonds and
lower than Mexico.
It's
than Mexico.
It's a time to get something done, and we've got to stop losing people, losing jobs, and start moving forward.
This is a difficult question to ask,
yes,
because it can be misconstrued so easily. But since your appointment on social services, I very often wonder, I'm not saying we should cut social services,
mm-hmm.
all right? Because I know people, and you do too, that depend on this stuff.
Right.
And if I don't say that, then I'm just a liar.
That's right.
While at the same time, is the fear of cutting social services in this state, is that what stopped us from getting a budget?
Because
it's so easy to go to that.
Sure. I mean, one of the pieces, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, there are so many pieces of that, the lack of the budget. But that's definitely one of the large pieces. You know, something I think you brought up on the radio recently as far as the amount of people that are being serviced, I believe, at Carbondale Hospital as far as people coming in on suicide watch. And the simple fact is the pressures that people are under and all the things going on in people's lives. No budget. Can't find a job, can't pay their taxes, all these different challenges. There are people, the pressures just keep pushing. So, you know, the social service needs, the human service needs, we've got to address them, we've got to meet them, because if we don't deal with it now, we're going to deal with it later in even a worse condition.
All right, I'm talking to a guy just sent me a message now for
yes.
you.
Uh-huh.
And he's an area businessman.
Yep.
And he says, I'm interested in the proposed service tax and what David has to say about this. I'm crunching the numbers. If this happens, I'm moving to Cape Girardeau.
Yeah, you know,
that's the excise tax.
I hear you. It's you know, I'm a small business owner, and it's not good. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, they took the sugar tax away. The
excise tax kind of replaced
yes.
it, didn't it?
So see what's going to happen here. But this gentleman's exactly right. I presume gentleman, woman, business
gentleman
owner.
In this case,
that,
yes.
You know, they're wanting to increase revenue. Increased revenue means taxes. Who are they going to go after? Where are they going to get it from? And they is us as we. And, you know, what's going to happen? So I don't have a good answer for you other than we're going to look at the situation and see. But you're exactly right as far as each business, why do I stay in the state of Illinois? You're going to penalize me. You're calling this an opportunity. Here's an opportunity to take some more of my money. It's not going to work.
And that's where people are worrying about it. I mean, I'm literally messages are coming in right now.
Right.
Another one here this morning from a county official saying the proposed tax increase does not balance the budget. Now, this is crunching numbers once again here as well. Boy, it'd be hard to imagine it. You know, the crunch numbers don't, that there still need to be cuts and that the $7 billion in borrowing. I mean, you've heard some of these ideas. But the interesting,
sure.
and I think I want to point this out quickly while we have the opportunity. A lot of this stuff I'm not learning from the state government. I'm learning from published reports, the Chicago Tribune, the Sun-Times, where
right.
senators are talking with them, the excise tax, and then some of it talked about with the podium. But none of this is official because, well, they haven't voted on it. You just referenced it.
That's exactly right.
But it has been effectively scared the hell out of me, David.
Sure.
A corporate income tax that loops up this much, some people say if they do this at the rate that had been discussed in publications, we'll have the highest corporate taxes in the world,
yeah.
Some of the highest personal income taxes in the United States, higher than everybody around us. Everybody, which, you know, sliding scales, I think in Missouri, I think around Indiana, they have a sliding scale of maybe two to seven. Everybody around is smaller.
Right.
That, you know, when, and then the excise tax for the privilege of opening a business. And if you are successful and you add more employees, you've got to pay
even
more.
You get to pay some more.
I think when people look at this as a body of work, well, I said scared the hell out of me, and I don't think that's hyperbole. I'm very, very concerned about this on a personal level and as a person who's responsible for a number of employees. I can't hire more people because you'll tax me. I can't give them more than 29 hours because then I've got to buy insurance if I want to help them make more money. I mean, you got the federal government up my on this deal, too. I mean, as a guy who runs a pretty good group of people, I think I've got like around 43 people working for me now. With me and for me, more
right.
accurately. I'm worried.
Yes, sir. It's a challenging time, isn't it? But you know what? This is the time that we got to step up and get something done. And all these different things. There isn't one part of the state that is just like, hey, no problems. Everywhere you look, every stone you turn over, there's challenges, there's problems. But now is the time to address those things, and let's get something turned around. So it's what the Senate's working on is I commend them, Schimpf and Fowler and all the other senators working together to get something to propose to bring to the House that we can work together and both sides and come up with something. Because like you say, taxes, jobs, everywhere you go, there are the human service needs, school funding or the lack thereof, the pensions. There isn't anything that you discussed. It's like, oh, well, that's okay. We won't have to worry about that one.
Right.
So we're addressing all those things.
And we didn't even talk about coal.
There you go.
I mean, there's another one. I can find more, you know.
Yeah. That may be a good one, you know, something positive to talk about as far as the coal. But we're going to see where it's going to go. And the thing is, we didn't get this way overnight. And I think what's most important for us to see is, yes, we need, and I'm fighting to get a balanced budget, and that's how I'm going to participate. But I just got to keep in my mind and everybody's mind that we didn't get this way overnight. We can't fix it overnight, but we've got to start working towards that. We've got to stop the losses.
Now, here's the problem, and this is this new talk, and there's pending legislation about making the entire state a sanctuary state. You know, when I first read it, I was like, all right, everybody's got a reason. They got politics, and they're trying to get votes, and I get that. And the more and more I thought about it, the more and more it bothered me. And I know some of it is semantics.
Right.
Because I just said, you know, right, I'm scared. I'm saying it out loud. I'm worried. I'm afraid of what's going to happen or not happening, as the case may be. And yet we have politicians in the state of Illinois and Attorney General and state representatives say, well, you know, illegal immigration, we got to make this a sanctuary city. You can't do this. It's not a sanctuary city. It's not a sanctuary state for the people who live here already. We have a lower credit rating than Mexico. I don't understand why we call it a sanctuary when nobody feels safe to hire more employees. I don't feel safe to move forward in a state that hasn't had a budget in 18 months. We don't feel safe when we've got corporate income taxes that have dropped by $386 million in the first 6 months of fiscal 17, $180 million personal, going out and saying, come one, come all to the state of Illinois. It's like being on the Titanic and saying, hey, you guys want to buy a room?
Sure.
I tell you, my time living in Carbondale and meeting some of the people who come here for an education at SIU has been a real eye-opener for a country boy from Harrisburg. And I love some of the people I've met, a lot of them. It's not what I'm talking about. As I said, I think it's semantics is what offends me, Dave. It's saying we're going to be a sanctuary. You're not a sanctuary for the people who live here. We're afraid, and they're leaving the state. And you're saying, come on over. Come on in the house. Does that make sense? I mean, I know I'm rambling a bit.
No, I'm with you. We lost 40,000 people last year
moving
out of the state, and we're going to make this now a sanctuary state.
So everybody from the state of Illinois moves, and everybody from another country moves in? Is that how this is going to work?
It's not going to fix Illinois. And what's going to fix Illinois are the companies that are here now, that we sustain what we've got and hold on to what we have and try to build and go forward. So that's what we've got to do.
All right. I got a
become a sanctuary state.
I got a political insight. Or just sent a message to me.
Okay.
I'm not going to use his name because he hasn't given me approval yet. He's listening, but he knows.
Mm-hmm.
I know this guy. Senate President said in his speech yesterday that he hasn't talked to the House or the governor because it would be too premature to do that because he doesn't even know if the grand bargain will pass. That makes sense to me.
That's exactly right. You know, I watched that his speech yesterday in Chicago, and that's what he said, because they're still trying to work this thing out in the Senate. I think from what Cullerton says is that their plan is, his statement was that their plan is to take a vote this week. So you're exactly right. I mean, they don't have it all hashed out. It's not like, hey, today it's we're going to pass it and send it over to the House. It's not that way at all. There is a lot of work still to be done.
That's what I understand.
Because there's so many different entities, so many different fingers. There's 13 different bills. I mean, it's not just something like, hey, here, we're going to do it. So it's give and take. It's been give and take. That's why they're spending hours doing this. And then when, if in fact it does get passed from the Senate and sent over to us this week, then the work just starts in the House. So, you know, there is... there's some light, but there's a lot of work to get that light through that tunnel.
Right. Hey, Dave, I appreciate you coming in. I know how busy you are. I've noticed that a lot of people, I think it was, I got a note from, I think, Paul and Dale, Schimpf and Fowler, that they had been out at some of the local state facilities.
Sure.
You've been doing the same.
Oh, every day, all over the place, every day, literally going places. And Fowler and I, we were 1,000 feet down in a coal mine together. And this afternoon, going to be with the governor here in junior high. Met with a developer yesterday that's got some ideas possibly to do some exciting things here in Southern Illinois if it would all work. And so literally every day, meeting with people, organizations, people are calling the office, stopping by to meet me, to share with them, me their story or their needs, their concerns, businesses that haven't been funded that talk to me, hey, is there something can be done, what do I do, those types of things. So a couple of the committees I just want to throw at you.
Yeah.
Tourism, I don't know if I told you that,
you
I'm
did.
On tourism.
But while we go forward past tourism, yes. What are the prospects or a timeline for the reopening of the Rind Lake Resort? Have you heard anything?
Here's what's going on. They're still doing the assessment. When they first closed the place back in, it was late December.
Early January,
it
yeah.
Yeah, actually it was in December.
Was it? Okay.
So they started doing the assessment to see what needed to be done there. They're literally going room by room. They thought the assessment would be done actually before Christmas.
Degradation of physical...
Exactly right. They found it to be worse than they thought. So they're literally going through the place to get exactly what the assess what the needs are. Then they'll come up with a plan and go from there. So that is
and then you'll look for a then the state will look for a vendor to run the place.
That's correct. That's IDNR's number one focus right now. They're looking at getting what needs to be done there. That is a tremendous area to be reckoned with. And what an awesome area to bring people. Now it's closed. There's people that, well, you know the mess it is.
Right.
So a couple other things. Special committee on mental health. That's a new committee that they've just instituted, and then also appropriation. I think I said for human services, and then ag and conservation. So excited to be on those.
Right in your district's wheelhouse.
Yes, sir.
Ag, tourism.
Yep.
Franklin County and tourism. That's one of the ones. I mean, it's the gateway to everything. The way you kind of look at it for Southern Illinois, and then of course Rind Lake itself. So
yeah.
It's, you know, and that's one of those things where I'm ready to see that resort back open again and people start getting their rooms because
yes,
that place is fabulous.
It is an awesome place. Southern Illinois is a great place to live. It's a great place to come and visit, and that's what we want to promote the area, to get people to come, not just drive through and buy some gas, but come and stay and spend some money and come back. Hey, who knows? Maybe they'll come and live in Southern Illinois let's get this thing turned around.
Well, you know, they'll come. Once we get the other stuff cleaned up, maybe.
Yes, sir.
And that's going to take some cleaning up. Hey, David, once again, and best of luck. You go into session tomorrow, and we will be watching closely. You need something, please call, okay?
Sounds good. Look forward to meeting back with you and telling you what is going on in those committees.
I'm looking forward to it, too. 841.